Good Monday. This is the Chocolate Knox with your cross-politic daily news brief for Monday, October 26, 2020. And I just want to say thank you real quick to everybody who's out there sending us news stories to news@crosspolitic.com. That's news@crosspolitic.com. Thank you so much. This is just a great way to share articles with us and stories that you deem worthy for us to take a look at. So, former Vice President Joe Biden speaking during an I Will Vote concert on Sunday apparently forgot who he was running against or name of President Trump. I don't know exactly what happened here.
This is the most consequential, not because I'm running, but because who I'm running against. This is the most consequential election in a long, long, long time. And the character of the country, in my view, is literally on the ballot. What kind of country we're going to be. Four more years of George. George, he's going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
Well, he finished well. President Trump, never missing his opportunity to pursue, responded to the comments at a rally.
Now, did you watch him in 60 Minutes last night? Did you see yesterday what he called me, George? No, I don't know if I like George. Don't know. Not George. What a mess. What a mess. No, he called me George. I don't know if I should be insulted or happy about it. Yeah. I'm sort of insulted. That's the first time that's happened to me in a long time.
President Bush finished his second term in office when Barack Obama and Joe Biden ran in 2008. President Bush's father finished his presidential term in 1993. That was from 1989 to 1993. If you notice in the video, Jill Biden appears to twice say something to her husband after the George flubs, and the undefeated internet, of course, speculated that she may have been saying Trump, you know, to prod her husband along. The former vice president was also on 60 Minutes with Norah O'Donnell this Sunday. According to his staff, he misspoke again.
We just made every corporation pay a minimum 15% tax. Got 91 pay no tax. That raises over $400 billion. I can send every single qualified person to a four-year college in their state for $150 billion. I can make sure every single person qualifies community college can go, and we still have a lot of money left over. That's what I mean by significant institutional changes.
Oh.
The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center and others have questioned whether Joe Biden's corporate minimum tax plan would raise as much money as he estimates. After our interview, Mr. Biden's staff told us he misspoke and that the cost of free public college could be twice as much as he said.
That's for the kids. The misspeaking that I would be concerned about isn't the fact that his numbers are half of what it really would be, or a little less than half. I'm concerned with, where did he get the 15%? I mean, shoot, Joe, why not 30%? Let's not be cheap here. Let's go 30. You know what? Better yet, how about we go a full clean 50%? Let's tax businesses 50%. I mean, imagine. Could you imagine the money we would have after we tax businesses 50%? By what standard? What standard is he using to say he should tax businesses 15%? And who's told Joe that it's his job to send my kids to college? It's not the government's job. Where are we getting this from? Well, Norah O'Donnell didn't just interview Joe. She also interviewed Mrs. Kamala Harris and brought a few receipts to the conversation.
Very different in the policies that you've supported in the past. You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
Somebody said that, and it actually was Mike Pence on the debate stage, but...
Yeah. Well, actually, the nonpartisan GovTrack has rated you as the most liberal senator. You supported the Green New Deal. You supported Medicare for All. You've supported legalizing marijuana. Joe Biden doesn't support those things. So are you going to bring the policies, those progressive policies that you supported as senator, into a Biden administration?
What I will do, and I promise you this, and this is what Joe wants me to do, this was part of our deal. I will always share with him my lived experience as it relates to any issue that we confront. And I promised Joe that I will give him that perspective and always be honest with him.
Norah O'Donnell, not quickly to take that bait, jumped on the question again.
And is that a socialist or progressive perspective?
Ooh.
No. No, it is the perspective of a woman who grew up a black child in America, who was also a prosecutor, who also has a mother who arrived here at the age of 19 from India, who also, you know, likes hip hop. What do you want to know?
An answer to the question. That's what I want to know. I'm sitting here and it just sounds like, have you ever busted your kids doing something they weren't supposed to be doing? Like, did you have your hand in that cookie jar?
No. No, it is the perspective of a woman who grew up a black child in America, who also has a mother who arrived here at the age of 19 from India, who also, you know, likes hip hop. What do you want to know?
Oh, Nora O'Donnell was not done. She kept going.
You have fought for Medicare for all. That's not something that Joe Biden supports. If you become vice president, would you say to a President Biden, you know what? We should really be pushing for Medicare for all, not a public option. That's just not going to do it. That's not my value.
I would not have joined the ticket if I didn't support what Joe was proposing. And so our plan includes expanding on everything that Joe, together with President Obama, created with the Affordable Care Act. By contrast, you have Donald Trump, who's in court right now trying to get rid of a policy that brought health care to over 20 million people, including protecting people with pre-existing conditions. And he's doing it in the middle of a pandemic that has killed over 215,000 Americans.
That is a political juke if I've ever seen one. She didn't ask you what Donald Trump was going to inform Joe Biden about. She asked, what are you, Miss Liberal Lady, going to inform Joe Biden about? Well, guess what's waiting for you right now inside the club portal? That's right, the Fight Laugh Feast Conference. Have you watched it yet? It is so good. Pastor Doug Wilson, Pastor George Grant, Pastor Toby Sumter, Pastor Jeff Durr, I mean, David Bonson, oh my goodness, Glenn Sunshine. Guys, the whole thing is there. We had the whole Fight Laugh Feast crew actually do a show there at the conference. So it's all available for you right now inside of the club portal. And if you are not a Fight Laugh Feast club member,
what's wrong with you people?
Go to FightLaughFeast.com and register today and get access to all of the talks. And also, did you hear? We started a Fight Laugh Feast magazine. This thing is beautiful, full of great content. 4 issues a year for $40. Go to flfnetwork.com and sign up today. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is on Twitter telling Vice President Pence he cannot come to the Senate because
some of Vice President Mike Pence's inner circle have tested positive. His chief of staff tested positive today and is quarantining. Earlier today, a top advisor also tested positive. Pence's office released a statement saying the vice president and second lady both tested negative today and added Pence will maintain his normal schedule.
Vice President Pence usually goes to the Senate, as is tradition, to preside over the Senate as the Supreme Court justice is being voted on. But Schumer believes Pence's purely ceremonial and non-essential presence put some senators, staff, and Capitol workers at risk. That word, non-essential, not a... Pence and his wife, Karen Pence, tested negative on Monday after both tested negative again on Sunday. Schumer and 10 other senators issued a letter to Vice President Pence saying, not only would your presence in the Senate chamber Monday be a clear violation of the Center for Disease and Controls Prevention guidelines, it would be a violation of common decency and courtesy. Wait a second, I thought he tested negative. I don't understand. Anyway, they go on to say your presence alone could be very dangerous to many people, not just the senators, but to all who are truly essential staff, both Democrats and Republicans. Okay, wait a second. Are we talking about the virus still? Or are we talking about Pence himself? Because I thought he tested negative. Senator Elizabeth Warren, making sure she's not left out, went to Twitter, and she noted that 5 of Pence's closest aides have tested positive for COVID-19, and that instead of walking around Capitol Hill, he should be in quarantine. Well, what she doesn't know is the best way for your immune system to operate is to actually walk around, so it's actually very healthy that he's doing that. There had been some speculation that Vice President Pence would need to be a tiebreaker vote if the Republicans lost the votes of 3 of their senators, leading a 50-50 tie. But it seems only one senator, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, is planning to buck her party, citing desire to be fair and consistent with how former Obama Supreme Court nominee Merrick Garland was treated. So far, the vote appears to be on track for a 52-48 result that will not require president to weigh in. Even Mitt Romney is supporting ACB.
Mr. President, I rise today to express my support for the confirmation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court. She's exceptionally intelligent, academically astute, and impeccably credentialed. She has a record of sound opinions and temperament as a judge on the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. Her life experiences provide her with valuable perspective and evident wisdom. Perhaps most important, she is a woman of unquestionable character and integrity, the presence of which is essential to our nation as the confidence of the court itself is in the balance. I will be honored to vote to confirm her nomination.
Wow. Way to go, way to go, Mr. Romney. I didn't expect that from you. While Republican senators are moving ahead with plans to confirm Barrett's nomination by Monday at 7 p.m., that's today by 7 p.m., Pence's office said he would forgo his presidential duty of presiding over the floor vote in light of his chief of staff and four other senior aides testing positive for COVID-19 this weekend. But he and his wife tested negative. Well, regardless of Pence's absence, there's little doubt that Barrett will be confirmed following a vote just 8 days before November 3rd presidential elections. Wasting no time, of course, President Trump told reporters that he hoped to hold a swearing-in ceremony for Barrett in the White House Rose Garden on Monday night. Not a large event, just a very nice event, Trump said. The 48-year-old appellate judge's rise opens up a potential new era of conservative rulings on abortion, gay marriage, voting rights, the Affordable Care Act, and a slew of other critical issues. ACB, she's known to have an extensive conservative track record, and Democrats fear she will overturn Obamacare when the Supreme Court considers a Trump administration challenge against its constitutionality November 10th. I just like Democrats in fear in the same sentence. California overlord Newsom's Thanksgiving rules are taking a little fire from some blue checks on Twitter. Comedian Rob Schneider took to Twitter and mocked the governor's rules, calling him emperor. He said, "Dear Emperor Gavin Newsom, during our allotted three-family limit this Thanksgiving, if my aunt comes over, can I throw her a slice of turkey from the window? We promise not to sing. We will all just whisper." And then he writes in all caps, "Please recall dips. It's not dips. It's got three stars behind the S. So yeah, not dips. Recall Gavin Newsom." Full Metal Jacket actor Adam Baldwin is equally displeased with the restrictions placed on the holiday, deeming them ridiculously unenforceable. "Hey, dude, don't help. Give them a second. They'll figure it out." Country singer Cody Wolf tweeted and has since deleted it, "Hey, Gavin Newsom, as a new California resident, I live in a condo, so therefore I can't have my Thanksgiving outside. But it's okay. I'm coming over to your place and hope to spread some holiday cheer all over your dining room table." Yeah, that's probably not a good thing. Character actor Nick Searcy said that he was not going to abide by the rules, writing, "We are having Thanksgiving at my house with a whole lot of people, and Gavin Newsom can kiss my..." Let's go to the next one. Actress Justine Bates said, "No one is listening to you anymore. Have you lost your mind?" Adam Carolla asked on Twitter, "How many of the sheep are going along with Newsom's Thanksgiving protocol?" You know, I am a bit concerned that a government can tell you who you can have over for dinner, how many people you can have over for dinner, and where you can have that dinner, and exactly how you should be managing that dinner. But it's not just that they're telling you this or suggesting this. You better believe that they intend in one way or another to enforce this. And if you don't believe me, just ask a few Jews in New York.
"You have a noise complaint.
Can you stop after breathing in my face? I'm the one wearing a mask.
You have a glove. You have a face mask.
I'm talking to the owner here. But we had a complaint about vehicle parking in the front. Then I look up and you have over 10 people in a crowd.
So what?
Now it's an issue, okay?
What is the issue?
Exactly. The issue is...
this is not a party. There's no music. This is simply a simple thing. They have a few friends together. What is the issue that you need supposed to come into my house and tell me that it's okay for a police officer to walk into my house and say it's okay? When you are the police officer, you know the laws, You know the rules. Yes. You can't walk into my house and tell me that it's okay.
We have lost our whole mind to when a parking violation can lead to a police officer looking up and seeing more than 10 or 10 people in your place and decide to barge through your front door and cite you and either arrest you because you have 10 people in your own house? That is insane. You can find this and all of our shows at crosspolitic.com or on our Fight Laugh Feast app that you can down at your favorite app store. Just type in Fight Laugh Feast. Don't forget to support Rowdy Christian Media and become a Fight Laugh Feast Club member. Hey, thanks for listening.